Tell me about his time in hospital.
Well, he was in hospital for 2 weeks. It just sounds horrendous for the simple reason that if you're trying to treat diabetes, you've got to be moving around and be as natural as possible. Instead of which, they put him to bed, and there he stayed for a fortnight. I think he was allowed to go out to Guildford once, but he was on a very strict diet. The sister wondered whether he could have a second cup of tea because of the extra milk that it would entail. Everything was weighed. I have a feeling that they had some sort of a routine, a 10 something or other, that they used to go by, and you could have 10 units of things, and then they would give you the insulin according to the number of units you were allowed to have. Something very similar to that.
Do you know what insulin he was put on?
He was on Semilente, and he had injections just once a day in the morning. And he tells me that he was on Semilente for a few years after that.
What was he told about diabetes?
Very little, I think. I was told absolutely nothing, even when he left hospital, despite the fact I had to look after him. Nobody told me anything. I think sometimes if you were in hospital, you were to be seen but never to be heard.
Do you mean the visitors or the patients?
I think both, quite frankly, if I recall my own experience in hospital. But I was told nothing, and I don't think my husband was told an awful lot. And I know when I, as I say, in hospital, I was told nothing.